This morning we are going to be in Luke chapter 5, just 11 verses, the first 11 verses we're going to be in there. And so many times this is a miracle that we've heard about, and the things that take place, and it's just amazing of what God does, what Jesus does in this passage. But until this past week, I'll be honest with you, I think I read past the whole purpose of it all. And so this morning, this whole week basically, God has kind of dealt with me on the purpose of it all. And the title, Obedience Comes with Growth, that is true. That is what we will get to. But we can't miss the purpose of it all. And so if you would read along with me, we're going to start in verse 1 of chapter 5 of Luke. It said, So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were fishing and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were the partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. Let's pray. Lord, as we open your word today, my prayer, Lord, truly is that you help us to see what it is you have for us. Lord, help us to be obedient in all that you set before us. We thank you and we praise you for your blessings, for your word, for your love. In your name we pray. Amen. Like I said, this is a very popular passage, and it talks about that great catch of fish. And sometimes we just jump right on to that miracle and the other boat coming and the nets breaking and all of those things. And those are important things. But if you miss the first part, which ties in again at the last, we generally, it's like that sandwich that you buy. You don't buy it for the bread. You buy it for the meat in the middle. But if you don't have that bread holding it all together, things get kind of sloppy. So this morning, I want us to make sure that we understand the bread that held this passage together. Because Jesus has been teaching, and now there's no room big enough for the multitudes that are following him, the multitudes that are listening, wanting to hear the word of God. There's no house big enough. And so he walks out, and he's by the, it's the same as the Sea of Galilee. It's just, it's got two or three different names. But anyway, that's where he's at, and he's teaching people, and they're walking, and they're basically just trying to huddle around him so close. These are multitudes of people. And sometimes we don't get in our mind that that's thousands of people huddling around, pressing around. And if we took just our group right here and we went out on the front of the church out there on the concrete and we just huddled around and I was talking, no microphone, nothing, it might be hard for some of the people on the outer edge of the circle to hear. Well, here you've got 10 times as many people, at least, that are trying to hear Jesus, and they're crowding around him. And so he walks over and he sees these two boats, and the boats are empty. We know that one belongs to Simon, the other probably belongs to James and John, but he sees these two boats and they're empty. They had went and they're washing their nets, but the boats are empty. The boats were not being used for what the purpose that even they were created for. But Jesus sees the boats and he wants to use the boat as a platform to get out onto the water, not a long ways, but just a little ways out on the water. Because if you've ever been down by the lake at some point and you hear people talking, they may be clear across the lake and you can hear them talk because the voice just carries across the water. So Jesus was going to use that idea, that understanding, that if he was out on the lake just a little bit in this boat, then people could be along the seashore and his voice would carry across the water to where more people could hear the word of God. That was the purpose of getting in the boat, so more people could hear the word of God. It wasn't for the miracle. That takes place. That happens. That happens because of obedience, and we're going to get into that. But the whole purpose was so that more people could hear the word of God. The multitude was pressing around to hear the word of God. Wouldn't that be great if multitudes of people wanted to hear the word of God today? Unfortunately, that's not the case. But if the word of God is being proclaimed, more and more people will want to hear it. Because Jesus says himself that if he is lifted up, if it's all about him, then more people will come to him. But as we look at this and we go into this passage, do not forget the whole purpose was so that people, more people, would be able to hear the word of God. Okay, so that's our purpose. Then he sees this empty boat and he goes and he gets in it and he tells Simon, I just need you to do something. It's not a lot. I just need you to go out just a little ways from shore. I'm not asking you to row out to the middle of the lake, not yet. I just want to get in your boat, and I just want you to just take me just a little ways out into the lake. Doesn't really seem like much. There's no question on Simon's part. He gets into the boat, and he puts out a little ways from land. And so Jesus sets down and begins to teach the multitude. We don't know how long he taught. All we know is that he was able to accomplish what he set out to do so more people could hear the word of God by the fact that Simon Peter was obedient to just go a little ways. If Simon Peter would just push the boat out, just take the boat out just a little ways, everything that Jesus wanted to accomplish, that whole multitude could hear the word of God. How many of us are still on the shore? How many of us, our boat is still docked? Because Jesus is asking us just to do a little bit. But I'm busy washing my nets. I've got to get this water. I've got to get it all cleaned off. I've got to make sure that there's no snags in. I've got to be ready for the next day. There's stuff I've got to do, God. That's where a lot of us are at. He just wants a little bit of obedience. But I'm too busy doing my own thing. He wants to use that boat. That boat is the platform that's going to get him out into the water so that more people could hear him. You have something in your life that you're not using. Now, so many times we think, okay, if somebody is a pianist or a singer, or a guitar player or a drummer or a Sunday school teacher, or if you've got some gift, then that's what God wants to use. And that's what we look for. Do I have that ability to do that? Do I have that ability to have that type of use in God's hands? And so we look for something that we're good at. But God may want to use something that you're not even using at this point. The boat was unused. setting on the seashore. That's what he wanted to use. He didn't want to use at this point the ability for of Peter's, you know, being able to catch a large number of fish, because they'd worked all night and hadn't caught anything. But if you'd asked Simon Peter, "What are you? What are you about?" "I'm a fisherman." "Well, you're not catching anything." So many times we think of who we are in our understanding of who we are, in the fact that Simon Peter was a fisherman. He had partners who were fishermen. That's what they are. That's what they did. But that's not what God wanted to use. God wanted to use something that they probably didn't take it for granted, but it was something that they weren't using. You have things in your life right now. Maybe it's a material possession. Maybe it's just an ability that you don't think much about, but it's something that you're not using at this point. And God wants to use that as a platform to reach more people. And that's the farthest thing from Peter's mind, is Jesus getting out and reaching the multitudes with his boat. He's over there doing his thing, cleaning his nets, hanging out with his crew. And Jesus says, "I want you to take that boat and just go just a little ways with me." God may be saying to you today, "I just want you to go a little ways with me. I'm not asking you to jump right out in the deep." So many times that's the way we think it works. We think, God is going to call me to Zimbabwe. No, he's going to call you to him, and that may eventually lead you to Zimbabwe. But we're scared to death that God is going to call us to do something that we just can't handle. But you know what? We're right. Because what he calls us to do, we can't handle apart from him. But what we have is all he needs. He didn't need two boats. He didn't need a big ship. He didn't need anything but other than what Simon Peter had and what Simon Peter was willing to give him. And so Simon Peter gets in the boat and they go out, and Jesus teaches this multitude. And then in verse 4 it says, when he stopped speaking, he was done. Okay, well, let's just go back to shore. No, doesn't go there. This is where it gets a little deeper. He's going to ask him to go out in the deep, put down his nets. We know what happens. But there are times when God calls me to go just a little ways off the shore, and I'm willing to do that. But just as soon as I'm done, I jump back on shore and say, "Hey, I did my part. I did everything he asked me to do. Somebody else's turn to go a little deeper. Somebody else's turn. Send James and John in their boat out to the deep." That's not what he said to do. Something happens with that first bit of obedience. What happens? We know the obedience of going out into the deep, and we're going to get to that, of what takes place there. But none of that would have ever happened had he not took that first little step of obedience to get into his boat and move just a little ways with Jesus. Where are you at with Jesus? Are you willing to go with him a little ways? Most of us are. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I want to follow him, and I want to glorify him, and I want to honor him, and I want to do all these things. But I'm not really sure that I want to go any farther than just a little offshore. Jesus had a reason for going just a little ways offshore so his voice could still be heard. You and I have a little reason to go just a little ways off the shore so we can still see the shore. I'm more secure when I can see that shore. So I will do what Jesus asked me to do as long as I can still see my shore. Anybody else out there like that? I'll do the little things as long as there's still safety and security that I can see. But they went out to the middle of the lake. It's where he calls him to go. And Simon Peter is like you and me, or you and I are like Simon Peter. Because when Jesus says, let's go out into the middle of the lake and let down our nets for a catch, Simon Peter says what you and I would say. Out of the instinct that he has as a fisherman and the experience he has as a fisherman, he's like, it's not going to work. We fished all night long. We haven't caught anything. And a fisherman at that time, and you would know, they would know that the fish are going to come up and try to eat the bugs or whatever at night, and they're going to come up closer to the shore and to the surface, and that's more of a chance that you're going to be able to catch fish with that net. And they had done it all night and caught nothing. They had spent their time, they had spent their effort, they had done all of these things to try to catch fish, and it didn't work. So by experience, Peter tells Jesus, hey, we tried this already. It's not going to work. How many times have you and I told that to God? You know, we've tried to go out and talk to people. We've tried to go door to door. I've tried to witness to people, and God, it just doesn't work anymore. Society's not the same as it used to be. People aren't as receptive to the gospel as they used to be. And our instinct and our experience, we think we know what's best. And that's really what Simon Peter says. He says, we've went all night and caught nothing. But then there's something in Peter that he decides, I'm going to believe this man. I'm going to follow this man. I'm going to do what this man says. Nevertheless, I will go out and I will let my nets down. Man, he went from the obedience of just going a little ways from the shore, so I'm going to go the distance with you, Jesus. Even though I don't think it's going to work, I don't see how it can work. I've had experience that it hasn't worked, and that experience was recent. And now you're wanting me not just to go out at night up close to the shore and fish. You're wanting me to go out in the daytime when those fish are not going to be up towards the top, and you're not going to find them and be able to get them in a net. That's Simon Peter's experience. But he put aside his instinct and his experience to trust Jesus and to go all the way. Are you willing to do that? This means leaving the shore. This means not being as safe. It means trusting that Jesus is telling you to do something, and you're trusting him that it will be done. So, he makes that decision to go out. And when they had done it, they caught such a great number of fish that the nets were breaking. First thought, well, they were rotten nets. No, these were professional fishermen. Their nets were good. They were washing them. They took care of them. But these nets were so full, they began to break. So they call the other boat over and say, hey, put some of the fish in here. And so both boats are sinking now. There's so many fish that the boats can't safely carry them all. All because Simon Peter decides to trust Jesus and go all the way to the deep with him. They catch such a number of fish, more than they ever had before. Because if they were used to catching, if they had even one time caught this number of fish, then they would have said, that's an opportunity that's out there that we could catch so many fish that we could fill two boats. We'll take bigger nets. We need bigger nets. They didn't. They had the same smaller nets. And that net was for one boat. So they did not have the experience of catching this many fish. So something happened that had never happened before. And what takes place when that trust, when that obedience happens, that you and I are able to go out into the deep with Jesus. There are four things here real quick. Because Jesus is going to call us to do something. And we're going to see what happens when Peter is obedient. He sees Jesus in a whole new light. Man, when all these fish are there, he immediately, it tells us, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees. Man, he saw Jesus for somebody different. He wasn't just this teacher that was walking and talking and teaching multitudes. He wasn't those things that he had heard. Now he saw Jesus in a new light. Because something took place at the word of Jesus that he had never experienced before. When you go out into the deep with Jesus, you will experience things you've never experienced before. Probably because we've never been there before. So his vision of Jesus grew. It grew from this carpenter who was a teacher to now this miracle worker that was the Son of God. When you and I begin to trust and obey and go out in the deep, you'll see God in a whole new way. Something else took place. His praise of God began to grow. He was a carpenter. He claimed to be this person. And he comes along and Simon Peter goes out into the deep with him and he sees, and immediately he's like, "Oh Lord, you're the miracle worker." Peter saw him in a way that he had never seen him before, and he falls down on his knees before Jesus. His praise of Jesus grew. Jesus walks up, says, "Hey, put your boat out a little bit." Okay, he gets in the boat, takes it out there. Never says anything about him praising Jesus for who he is. Never says any. He's just another guy. He's just a carpenter. He's just this man that everybody wants to hear. And then all of a sudden, he gets out in the deep with him, and he realizes there's something special about this Jesus. And so his vision of Jesus grew, but his praise of Jesus grew. His worship of Jesus grew as well. Then what else takes place? After that obedience, after going out, after seeing the catch of fish, after obeying Jesus, Jesus goes on to say, "Don't be afraid. From now on, Simon, you're going to catch men." "Well, wait, I'm just this fisherman. I've got one small boat, I've got partners, and I obey Jesus. I find myself out in the deep with Jesus. I see the miracles that he does, and the next thing I know, I realize how I see him change, how I praise him change, how I trust him changes." Simon Peter is going to start, he's going to leave everything, and he's going to follow Jesus. These men come back to shore, and there's so many fish that the boats are sinking. And what do? It says they forsook everything and they followed him. And they'd spent their life trying to catch fish. They had never caught fish like this before. And it wasn't like, "Oh, we can never top this, so let's quit." No. Because Jesus was more important than everything they had worked for all their life. They begin to trust him in a different way. And when you begin to trust Jesus, and you go out just a little bit from the shore, and then you go out a little deeper, and you begin to see him different, you begin to praise him differently, then you begin to trust him more and more. Because each time he calls you and you step out and follow him, he's going to call you to step out a little further. And he's going to step out a little further. So not only will your vision change of him, your praise change of him, and your trust in him will grow, but your blessings will grow. And if nothing else, that should be enough. But understanding who He is, understanding what He's capable of, and putting your faith in Him is what it's all about. But look what else grows. And sometimes we just see part of this. His faith grew because His blessings grew. Man, we had worked all night and not caught a thing, and now all of a sudden we've got 2 boatloads of fish. Man, what a blessing. Just because I trusted God to go a little ways out and then go farther out in the deep, look at all the material blessings I have. And so many times that's where people stop right there. Man, if you trust God, then the material blessings will come. That's not what I preach here. Okay? That's where a lot of people go, but that's not what I'm talking about. Can that happen? Yes. But what really happens is when he was blessed with this net that's breaking full of fish, He's able to share with James and John. He's able to share with other people. When God blesses you because of your obedience, you will be able to bless other people. Jesus did not bless him and say, "Hey, here's however many fish. They're every one for you." That would not have made sense. "Here's 500 fish, Simon. They're every one for you. Don't give any of them away." No, when God blessed him, he knew he was probably going to give most of them away. They was going to go to feed other people. The blessings God gives you and me are not for us to keep. It's kind of like a fruit tree that's connected to the ground through its roots, and it grows and the fruit is produced. The fruit is not for the tree. The fruit is for other people. Too many times we want to keep our blessings to ourselves. It does no good to keep an apple in an apple tree. It's going to eventually rot. It is made so that it can be given out. These fish, he was blessed so that he would be able to bless others. His obedience, your obedience for going out in the deep with Jesus, is so that you can bless other people. What does that mean, giving them fish? Does that mean giving them money? No, that just means giving them what you've got. It may be your relationship with Jesus Christ that you share with them. It may be love that you share with them. It may be finances. It may be any time. It can be anything. But what God blesses you with, don't try to keep it. It will rot. The next blessing, and maybe this one should have been listed first, but when he was obedient to Jesus, his eyes were opened. Man, he knew, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Man, when he was obedient to Jesus, he immediately saw how unclean he was, how undeserving he was to even be in the presence of God. And when you and I follow Jesus, when you and I obey Him in what He's called us to do, the closer you get to Him, the more you're going to realize how unclean you are. Because too many times we stand back and we think we look pretty good. This past week, I went home for lunch. I spilt something right there. I never have a tie on except for Sundays. But I spilt something right there. And I tried to tuck it under to where nobody could see it. But I thought, you know, if I'm not close to people, they're not going to see it. So I didn't change that shirt the whole day. I left it on there. Sorry, that's just me. But my point is, the farther I am from you, the less you see my mistakes. The closer I am to Jesus, the more I see my mistakes. It's like when you're in a room that's dark. You can't really see a lot that's going on. You can't really see everything. But when you're exposed to the light, everything shows up. When we're exposed to the light of Jesus, my sin shows up. Simon Peter, he sees that this is not just some carpenter. This is the Lord. And when he sees that, he says, depart from me. Not that he's wanting Jesus to leave, it's just he understands, I do not deserve to be in the presence of Jesus because I'm sinful. When we become obedient with Jesus and we go out in the deep with Jesus, the more we're with Jesus, the more we see how undeserving we are. The less I'm with Jesus, the less I acknowledge how undeserving I am. So, following him, being obedient, opened the eyes to his sin. And then not only that, another blessing. When he tells him, don't be afraid, because from now on you're going to catch men. I'm going to increase your ministry. I'm going to increase your territory. You're no longer just going to be in a boat catching fish. You're now going to be going out and telling people about Jesus. Well, I just soon sat back in the boat. But the blessing is, God, the more you obey him, the more he's going to increase your territory, because you're going to have more to talk about. You're going to see where you're wrong, and you're going to understand where he is who he is, and you're going to want people to know that. And the more obedient you are when you go to be with him alone in the deep, and you begin to learn the deep things that he has for us, when you come back to the shore, your ministry will change for who he has you to be. And remember the very first purpose that we had? Jesus' purpose was so that more people could hear the word of God. The multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, and not enough people could hear him. So let's go through this whole process, getting out in the water, getting out in the deep, and catching the fish. And now I have 3 men here, if not 4, depending on which gospel you look at, but here it names 3 specifically, Peter, James, and John, who are now going to be going out and sharing the word of God. Before, it was just Jesus. And because he wanted his word out, now through the whole process of the thing, more about Jesus is getting out there. When you and I begin to obey Jesus, we will grow in all of these ways. And when we do, the word of God will go out farther. He will increase your territory. He will increase your ministry. Your vision of him will grow. Your faith in him will grow. Your trust in him will grow. Your blessings will grow in the sense that you will see him for who he is, and more see yourself for who you are. And when we do that, his word will go forth. That's the point. Now, as we close, we know that so far this message that I've talked about is pretty much for Christians, and how we're supposed to trust him, and how we're supposed to step out in faith and go into the deep and be the minister that he's called us to be. And a lot of people say, well, a minister hides behind one of these wooden boxes, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we go out to obey him. Here, Peter was told or asked to go a little ways from shore. Let's look at this. Go and make disciples. Well, that takes obedience. That doesn't seem very close to the shore. Okay, so let's start a little closer to the shore. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that takes obedience. Maybe that's still a little too far from the shore. Take up your cross and follow me. Man, it doesn't get any closer to home than that. It's about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't have that, then you can never take these steps. You can't go from the shallow to the deep if you've never gotten the water. You have to see, same four things: seeing, praising, trusting, blessings. You need to see Him for who He is, the Savior of the world. You need to acknowledge who He is. You need to praise Him. He's the Son of God who died for you. You need to trust Him. You need to place your faith in Him. Believe and receive who He is. And when you do that, the blessing that comes is a relationship with the Son of God that leads to eternal life. If we don't have that, then we've never left the shore. So wherever you're at today, as you sit here, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and He's truly your Lord and Savior, then you must obey Him. You must get off the shore. And maybe it's just a little ways at start, but He's going to call you out into the deep. You have to be willing to leave the safety of the shore. Because somebody got in their boat to go out and reach the deep for you when you were out there in the deep. Somebody got in their boat. God used their platform to reach you. You need to get in the boat. Allow God to use the platform that you have to reach someone else that's out there in the deep. Wherever you're at in your walk with Christ, the deeper and closer you grow with Him, the more people you will reach for Him. And it's all about Him. The purpose is to get the Word of God, to get the Son of God known by people, that they might come to know Him as their personal Lord and Savior. And if you happen to be here today, and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you of your sins. And in understanding that, He calls you to repentance. Throughout the Bible, anytime Jesus offered salvation, repentance was a must. It's not you repent and then you're saved. He will save you, and because of your acknowledgement of Him, you will repent. You will turn away from everything else and turn to Him. If you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, why wait? Trust Him. Claim Him. Call out to Him. That's why He came. He got in the boat so that people could hear about Him. He came to the cross so that you could come to know Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for this day. We thank You for the blessings of Your Word. Lord, You know where we're at. Speak to us as individuals. Do not let us leave this place the same as we came in. Convict us, call us, challenge us, change us, encourage us, draw us, whatever it takes, God. We all need You. Lord Jesus, move in this place. We thank You and we praise You for Your love, Your grace, Your mercy. Help us to love You more. Amen.